And you guys gonna hang out with me for a little bit? So I've heard recently that some of these folks, they like it when I do kind of a longer children's sermon up here. And so I thought I would do one today. These sometimes make me have more preparation because I love it when you guys ask questions and I wanna be able to try my best to answer those and to help make sense with what I'm talking about. So I thought today we could talk about the psalm that we read earlier, Psalm 46, and the hymn that we sang at the beginning of the service. That hymn was called, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Now, when you heard Judy play the melody and when we were singing those words, did you recognize that hymn? No, you didn't? Did you recognize it, Calvin? Well, this hymn is probably one of Martin Luther, one of his most famous hymns that he ever wrote. And a lot of people think that A Mighty Fortress was sort of the battle hymn, the battle song of the Reformation. But actually, Reformation Day, the day that we're celebrating today, didn't start being celebrated in the church year until almost 1650. That's well over 100 years after Martin Luther died. And so I thought, well, maybe we could talk a little bit about that hymn, because I think if you were to ask most Lutherans what one of their favorite hymns is, they might say A Mighty Fortress. Or if you were to ask other people, what is the most Lutheran hymn you can think of, they would probably say A Mighty Fortress. In fact, in the last year, two of our members, when they died, the very first song that was sung at their funeral and memorial service was A Mighty Fortress. And I wonder, in fact, if we were to turn around and ask everybody, can you remember a time in your life when you didn't know A Mighty Fortress? Or is it one of those songs that is just so ingrained into your memories? And it's such a part of who you are, and it's such a part of your faith that it's just interwoven. And so maybe when you guys get a little bit older and you hear those first few notes and you hear those words, you'll say, oh, A Mighty Fortress. And it's almost like when your mom makes you one of your favorite meals. It's so comforting. You know it well. That's kind of how A Mighty Fortress is. And in fact, that's actually what Martin Luther intended when he wrote it. One of the earliest pieces of music that we have for A Mighty Fortress, which is kind of like a piece of sheet music, at the top, the title isn't A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. The title is A Hymn of Comfort. Isn't that interesting? That Martin Luther, on one of the original pieces of sheet music, for this hymn, the title isn't the first few words of the hymn like most hymns are. It's a hymn of comfort. And I wonder how many of us would automatically think of A Mighty Fortress as a hymn of comfort. But if we look at some of the words, it makes sense. So when Luther wrote this hymn, there were a lot of really hard things going on in his life. One of his friends had been martyred, which means he had been killed for his faith. There was a plague in the city where Luther lived. And one of the hardest things that was going on in his life about the time he wrote this hymn is that he and his wife had a daughter, and she was very sick when she was born, and she died when she was just a few months old. And that was incredibly hard and painful for Luther. And so Luther was going through some really difficult things in his life, and he found comfort in Psalm 46, so much so that he wrote a hymn based on some of those words. Are there songs in your lives that bring you comfort? If you're having a tough day, if you're feeling really sad, is there a song that you can think of that you might want to listen to that brings you comfort? You like to listen to the Smashing Pumpkins? You guessed that. Do you have a song that makes you feel better when you're sad or upset, Sawyer? You have a lot of songs. Well, this is one of the songs that Luther, over and over when he was having a hard time, that he would often sing. And we have it in writings from history that other people, when they were going through really difficult times, they would sing this song too, because the words bring them comfort. And the reason the words bring them comfort is because the words remind us of who God is, and the words remind us that no matter what we are going through, even some of the hardest things you can imagine going through in life, that God is with us, that we don't go through any of it alone, and that even when we're going through hard things, God comforts us, and God cares for us, and God is a place of strength and a source of strength. In fact, do you know what a mighty fortress is? A fortress is like a building? Yeah, exactly. So I asked a friend of mine who studies German, I asked what a fortress would have meant in the words that Luther used that are translated into a mighty fortress. And she said that it's, in our English, it's translated a mighty fortress, but some people say it's a massive fortress. So mighty means strong, massive means huge. A burg is a castle, which is, that's one of the words that Luther uses. You can also translate the burg to be a fortress, and something that was often used in military battles. So if someone was under attack, they could go to a military fortress for protection. Yes, that's exactly right. This was really interesting. She said a lot of the fortresses in Germany, the ones that Luther would have been familiar with in his life when he wrote this, that the walls of a fortress or a castle or a military fortress averaged about 6 feet wide. So they were even taller than 6 feet, right? I'm not quite 6 feet. So the walls were much taller than I am, but they were also wider than I am. So can you imagine, let's say for example, the psalm talks about a flood. The waters rage and there are floods. Do you think if someone is inside a fortress or a castle with 6 feet thick walls, if there's a flood, do you think the water could get through that walls that thick? No. What if someone were under attack and they were in a fortress with walls 6 feet wide? Could a gunshot get through 6 feet of stone? An arrow from a bow and arrow?
No.
Is there anything you can think of that could get through? I mean, we're talking water, we're talking any kind of danger that could get through a wall that's 6 feet wide.
A wrecking ball.
That's true. But at the time of Luther, there weren't wrecking balls. But that is true. No, a missile didn't exist then either. So I guess there are a couple loopholes in my thinking here. But all of that to say, if we use the word picture, a mighty fortress, a massive fortress for God's love and care for us, then that, what does that say about God's love? Right? Because one of the ways that we think about God and we understand God is through thinking up through word pictures. And so if God is a mighty or a massive fortress, if God's love for us is 6 feet thick, which we know it's way, way, way more than that, but if God's love and care and protection for us is more than 6 feet wide, what do you think that means about God's love and care?
Stop it, Maggie, because people say that love, that probably is not
that nothing can stop it, that nothing can get through it, that nothing can shatter it, that God's love and care are so strong for us that there's really nothing that can harm us. That's pretty amazing to think about. Have you ever thought about God's love being that strong?
No.
No? Well, I think that's a pretty neat word picture to think about with God's love. And so a little bit of...
Yes?
So a little bit ago, I mentioned that in the last year, when two of our members have died, their families have chosen to have this hymn sung at their funeral. And the last words of this hymn always choke me up a little bit, especially when we sing them at funerals. I don't know if you've been to many funerals. You've never been to one? Well, sometimes when we're singing hymns or worship songs, when you're at a funeral and you're thinking about that person now being completely in God's love and being at peace, sometimes the words feel different and they sound different. And always at a funeral, I get a little choked up when we sing those last words. And this is a translation. I don't have the hymn words in here. But though humans may take our lives, our goods, our honor, our children's, our spouses, nothing will they have won. God's kingdom will stand forever. It's much more poetic when we sing it, but what it essentially means is everything that we love, everyone that we love the most especially, can be taken from us, and they still have not won. And so when someone is at a funeral and their loved ones have died, whether it's their husband or their wife or their mom or their dad or their grandma or grandpa, brother or sister, when their hearts are so heavy and broken from just losing their loved ones, I think it's incredibly powerful that they can still sing these words, though they may take our goods, our honor, our children's, our spouses, they still have not won. God still has the victory. And that's because death cannot ever have the power over us, that God's love is stronger than death, that all of the things we struggle with in life, they do not have power over us. And they cannot win the day because God's love wins the day, right? So if somebody has cancer, cancer doesn't win. If somebody has dementia, where they've lost all of their memories, dementia doesn't win. Where if somebody loses their job, that doesn't win. If someone gets bullied at school, the bullies don't win. You know what wins? God's love. God's love wins. There is nothing that can happen to us in this life that will separate us from God's love. There is nothing in this life that we will endure, that we will go through, where God is not going to be with us and caring for us and loving us. Right? Sometimes we like to think that because we are Christians, because we believe in Jesus, that bad things won't happen to us. But that's not the truth. The truth is that because we are human, we are all going to go through really hard things. It's not a matter of if we're going to go through hard things. It's a matter of when. And so as much as we would like to protect ourselves and protect our loved ones from hard times, we can't. They're going to come because life just happens. But the comfort and hope that we have, that we can hold on to with our whole hearts and our whole minds and our whole bodies is that God is always going to be with us in those hard times, and that God's love will always be with us, and God's love will always be wrapped around us, that God's love will never ever leave us. I know it's kind of hard to imagine even now, although I think you guys have had some hard things in your life. It can be kind of hard to imagine just how hard life can be, but I think if we were to ask our brothers and sisters in the pews, they can share some things that they've been through. But I think they could also share that Jesus has been right there by their side through it all. And I think they would want to encourage you, just like I'm encouraging you, to hold on to God's love. To know that God loves you beyond what you can even imagine, and that God will always be with you. Do you guys have any questions or thoughts? I know I've said kind of a lot of things, and it's some hard things. No? Thank you for being up here, for listening. You have been very patient listeners. I'm really thankful for you. And I think that you are a wonderful reminder for all of us that God is with us in our midst, because we see God's love in each of you. So as you go back to your seats, remember that God is always with you, that God's love will never leave you, and that we all love you too. All right. Amen. You may go back to your seats.